First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Cuban foreign minister rejects U.S. aggression against sovereign states.
Venezuelan ambassador to Cuba keeps Hugo Chavez's memory alive.
Argentinian president offers too little, too late after election losses.
UN calls Europe to action after Italy refuses to help 500 migrants.
And now the news in detail.
The international community must challenge the aggressive and arrogant behavior of the United States towards sovereign countries, said Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez. Through a message posted on his Twitter account, Cuba's top diplomat refuted Washington's imposition of unilateral, coercive measures and punitive tariffs on independent nations. He said that the world must respond to Washington's refusal to respect international law and the United Nations Charter. The Cuban foreign minister said that the United States government is intensifying its crusade against sovereign states such as Cuba and Venezuela through actions that seek regime change in both nations. For nearly 60 years, Washington has maintained an economic, commercial, and financial blockade against Havana that constitutes the main obstacle to the development of the island, this according to authorities. And the Cuban foreign minister said that Venezuela also suffers from the continuous onslaught of the U.S. government that, through economic sanctions, intends to obscure the legacy of its eternal comandante en jefe, Hugo Chavez, and overthrow President Nicolás Maduro and stifle the Bolivarian Revolution.
The Venezuelan ambassador to Cuba, Adán Chávez, has taken part in the weekly show on RHC's Cuba Online, talking about the life and revolutionary trajectory of his brother, Hugo Chávez, and late former president of Venezuela. The show, entitled Remembering the Friend or Recordando al Amigo, shares with the world some stories Adán Chávez remembers about the friendship between his brother and Fidel Castro, the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution. Aired on Wednesday, Adán Chávez described the beginnings of the friendship between Hugo Chávez and Fidel Castro and the revolutionary relationship between Cuba and Venezuela. They had to free Chávez in March 1994 due to the popular pressure on the Venezuelan government, and in December of that same year, Chávez was already here in Havana, and he was received as head of state by Comandante Fidel. I am sure that Fidel, the visionary Fidel, saw exactly that Chávez was a newborn leader, was getting stronger and readying to make revolution. Adán Chávez also referred to the celebrations of the birthdays of Hugo Chávez and Fidel Castro. We celebrated the 65th birthday of Chávez and the 93rd birthday of Fidel in July and August, respectively, and, needless to say, always keeping in mind that the U.S. Empire and its allies keep attacking. They keep trying to bring back the Monroe Doctrine to this continent. They keep trying to colonize us.
Argentina's right-wing president Mauricio Macri has announced economic measures that, for the first time in his presidency, would be in favor of the workers and the poor, in a move to attract voters after suffering a significant loss in last Sunday's primary elections. The voting showed him losing to the Progressive Coalition in the first round of the October presidential elections. Regarding the election results, know that I understand you. What happened is purely and exclusively my responsibility, Macri said before announcing measures that will, he says, help 17 million workers and their families. The electoral intention of the, quote, relief package is too obvious. Try to capture voters before the October elections. To that effect, the right-wing president proposes that workers receive an additional $34 income in both September and October, as his government will assume the payment of workers' contributions to Social Security.
Many of the migrants rescued are unaccompanied minors. Two women with health issues and a baby with a respiratory condition have been evacuated with their family to Lampedusa from the open arms. European nations have not been sharing the burden of the migrant crisis. Italy, Spain, and Greece that flank the Mediterranean say other EU states have to step up. Italy's Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, who last year closed the ports to NGOs rescuing migrants, has vowed Italy will not continue to be Europe's refugee camp. His fierce anti-immigration policies have sent his popularity soaring among the electorate. The EU has been paying and training the Libyan Coast Guard to keep migrants off its shores and out of the headlines. Thousands of people are being detained in EU-funded prisons where malnutrition, torture, and exploitation are rife. As a result, the European Union has been accused of crimes against humanity.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's the one and only Gerwin Jones.
Bolivian President Evo Morales has said that the Argentinian people rebelled against the economic model promoted by the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, in the presidential primary elections held on the last weekend, in which the right-wing President Mauricio Macri was overwhelmingly defeated. Quote, "I understand it is a rebellion of the Argentinian people against the IMF economic model, and it should lead us to a deep reflection," Morales said, added that, quote, "You know how Argentina is performing in economic matters," unquote. These statements happened on a day in which the Argentinian peso suffered a strong devaluation against the U.S. dollar, a consequence of the actions prompted by the very Macri administration, according to opposition candidate Alberto Fernandez. Evo Morales recalled that his country managed to get rid of the influence of the IMF, an institution which used to, quote, blackmail Bolivian governments to implement its policy recipes. The Bolivian leader also said the electoral result in the neighboring country should be interpreted as a rejection by Argentinians of measures imposed by the IMF after the agreement signed by Macri in 2018.
Mexico's government on Wednesday pushed again for the U.S. states to term the August the 3rd mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, as an act of terrorism against Mexicans. Quote, "It's very important to persevere, to specify, clarify, and demand that measures are taken so that this is not repeated. And the first measure is to classify it for what it is, an act of terrorism," Mexican Minister of Foreign Affairs Marcelo Ebrard said in a news conference, adding that the steps need to be taken to prevent future killings. The shooting occurred last Saturday morning in the heavily Hispanic border city of El Paso, where a white supremacist gunman killed 22 people, including 8 Mexican citizens, at a Walmart store before surrendering. A 4-page statement believed to have been written by the suspected shooter, Patrick Crucius, and posted on 8chan, an online message board often used by extremists, called the El Paso attack a response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas, and, according to an El Paso police affidavit released on Friday, Crucius told police while surrendering that he had been targeting Mexicans.
The Panama Canal will continue authorizing vessels coming from Venezuela, provided they present the necessary paperwork, the waterways chief said on Wednesday, suggesting a new round of U.S. sanctions on the South American nation should not make a difference to canal traffic. Panama Canal Authority Chief Jorge Quijano told reporters that the waterway authorities should not submit to pressure from third countries on the issue of whether or not vessels could use the canal, which connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. This clarification happens after Venezuela's Vice President Delcy Rodriguez denounced last week that a ship containing 25,000 tons of soy-made products had been seized in the Panama Canal due to the U.S. blockade, while calling on the United Nations to take action against the, quote, serious aggression that impedes Venezuela's right to food. President Donald Trump's administration last week issued an executive order freezing all Venezuelan government assets in the United States. Shortly after, U.S. officials ratcheted up threats against companies that do business with Venezuela.
An administrative court in Rome ruled on Wednesday that a Spanish rescue ship carrying around 150 migrants should be allowed to enter Italian territorial waters in defiance of a ban imposed by Interior Minister Matteo Salvini. Salvini, leader of the far-right League Party, quickly responded that he would not allow the ship entry regardless of the ruling, setting up another high-profile conflict over the issue of immigration, which has proved his biggest vote winner. The charity vessel Open Arms had appealed to the court to let it come to Italy, saying international maritime law meant it had a right to bring the migrants to safety. Open Arms founder Oscar Camps, speaking to reporters in Madrid, said the boat would now set sail for the Italian island of Lampedusa. Once in Italian waters, the NGO will request medical evacuation for all those on board, Camps added. In a written ruling, the Rome court said the Open Arms complaint does not appear to be completely without legal basis. It added that the charity vessel clearly faced an exceptionally serious situation. As such, it said, the boat should be allowed into Italian waters and receive immediate assistance for the most needy rescued persons. However, the court ruling did not say whether the boat should be allowed to dock or the migrants disembark.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban foreign minister rejects U.S. aggression against sovereign states.
Venezuelan ambassador to Cuba keeps Hugo Chavez's memory alive.
Argentinian president offers too little, too late after election losses.
UN calls Europe to action after Italy refuses to help 500 migrants.